This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Elaborate arrangements are in place for the third phase of Lok Sabha polls. 93 constituencies spread across 10 states and one union territory will be covered in this phase tomorrow. In this phase, 25 seats of Gujarat, 14 seats of Karnataka, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 10 seats of Uttar Pradesh and a union territory of Dadar and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu will go to polls. Campaigning has intensified for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. The voting in this phase will take place on 13th of this month in 96 seats spread across 10 states and union territory. As many as 1,717 candidates from 10 states and union territory are in the fray for this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a public meeting at Kaneshi under Gopalpur Assembly constituency in Ganjam district and another public meeting at Chikili ground in Nabrangpur district of Odisha today. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Odisha after announcement of polls for the Lok Sabha and Odisha Assembly, which are going to be held simultaneously from 13th in four phases. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address a public meeting today in Samastipur district of Bihar. He will hold the election rally this afternoon in support of BJP candidate Nityanand Rai at Nargogi in Sarai Ranjan under Ujjiarpur parliamentary constituency. From the Grand Alliance, the RJD has fielded former State Minister Alok Kumar Mehta from Ujjiarpur seat. RJD leader and former Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Yadav will campaign in Saran and Sivan parliamentary constituencies. The withdrawal of candidature for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 union territories will be covered in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in the fifth phase. Voting for this phase will be held on 20th of this month. The notification for the seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha election will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase, 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in union territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the seventh and last phase. Nominations can be filed till 14th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on 1st June. The passenger ferry service between India and Sri Lanka will resume on 13th of this month, tentatively at a much lesser price point. The service connects Nagapattinam in India and Kanke Santurai KKS near Jaffna in the northern province of Sri Lanka. The ferry service was launched in October 2023 by the Shipping Corporation of India, SCI. The ferry service will be operated by a private operator in Sri Ferry Services selected by SCI in consultation with the government of Sri Lanka. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over parts of Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Maharashtra and Karnataka today. The IMD has said that these conditions will also prevail over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till the 9th of this month. The Indian women's 4x400-meter relay team has qualified for the Paris Olympics after finishing second in its second round heat at the World Athletics Relays at Nassau in Bahamas. The quartet of Rupal Chaudhary, M.R. Puvamma, Jyotika Shridandi and Shubha Venkateshan clocked 3 minutes and 29.35 seconds to finish second behind Jamaica to book a Paris Games ticket. The Indian team had finished fifth in the first round qualifying heat yesterday with a time of 3 minutes and 29.74 seconds. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated the host Lucknow Super Giants by a huge margin of 98 runs at the Ikana Stadium in Lucknow last night. Mumbai Indians will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.